19-year-old Sarah Williams Churchill is leading me into the middle of the forest.
You show no fear. Don't be afraid to walk into the berry patch and get it. Because that's where all the good ones are. It's deep in the middle, and you have to kind of fight for them.
We're surrounded by tall spruce trees, and we're doing what she does best, hunting for salmon berries.
But, it's the little things in life, and for me, it's berries.
She's one of about 15 people at a culture camp on southern Wrangell Island. The purpose is to perpetuate elders' traditional knowledge of Wrangell. Virginia Oliver is the camp coordinator.
Chateya, it's me, Virginia Oliver. Chateya Chwantlenya Chatduasak. I was born and raised in Wrangell.
Along with teaching about traditional foods and crafts, Oliver wants the camp to focus on language.
It's my dream to speak the language, to not let it die. I believe that the language is the foundation of our culture. It's who we are.
Oliver invited two elders to come and teach. Both are fluent speakers of Tlingit.
My name is Florence Mark Shakley.
My name is Ruth Demert, and I'm from Cake.
The first evening, the campers sit around in a circle and introduce themselves. Shakley says this is important, both linguistically and culturally.
And they have to find out for themselves what clan they are, what child they are, and who their grandparents are, and this is education for them. And after they learned all this, then they realize they do have a place in the community. They do belong somewhere, and this gives them pride.
Sarah Williams Churchill thinks her Tlingit name is Kwaksik, but she's not sure what it means or if she's even pronouncing it right. She got her name from her grandmother, the last Tlingit speaker in her family.
Yeah, I got my first and my middle name from her. I got her Tlingit name, and she meant a lot to me. I guess it's kind of like she passed away before we could figure it out.
So for the last 10 years, she's been searching for the meaning of her name.
My mom tried, but she herself didn't know a lot of it because her mom grew up in the lost generation. And she partially did too, so.
The number of Tlingit language speakers plummeted in the 20th century. A 2000 UNESCO study estimated fewer than 300 fluent speakers left. And that was 13 years ago. Ruth Demert has seen the change.
I'm not too sure. I think you call it progress. In order to progress in the society nowadays, English was enforced. And along the way, people got lost and started just to speak English. I think it's important that it's being reintroduced because we do not want to lose our language.
And Sarah wants to find her name, so she asks the elders for help.
When we first met her, the way she was saying it just didn't sound right. So Ruth and I had her saying the name over and over.
Shakley says that sometimes when a name is spelled, important sounds are left out.
They were taught how to say it like this, and maybe they couldn't pronounce the sounds that they heard either, and that changes the name completely. But we finally came across what we thought they meant.
Like her grandmother before her, her name is Berry Basket Daughter.
And now that I know what our name meant, it changed my life. And it almost broke my heart.
And she says knowing her name is only the beginning of learning her identity.
Kwaksik Yuhat Duasak. 10 years of pronouncing it wrong. I was at the point of thinking, this is something that might not ever be found, and then to go to culture camp and find it. All that searching's done, what do I do now? I figure out the rest of myself. I figure out my lineage. I figure out how to speak it and how to be it.
I heard that we'll never not be anything than who we are, Tlingit people. it will never go away.
Virginia Oliver says experiences like this culture camp strengthen a community as a whole. Through the camp, she and the elders have created a Tlingit phrase of the week to air on the radio in Wrangell. Demert says she thinks the future now holds promise.
You know, our culture will survive if the language is included. We feel that this is really important.
And she hopes it will only get stronger with each generation to come. Reporting in Wrangell, Askutu, Chik I, Yuhatduasak. Or in English, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.